silly trappings, held us captive, but now we're happy.
Your attention, please. Your attention, please. It's time to raise a glass.
Torn Portland, this is X-Ray FM, KXRY at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Also streaming online everywhere, all around the world at xray.fm. I'm Jim Fisher. This is Raise a Glass, and that was The Tornadoes from 1962. It was on this day that they hit number one on the UK singles chart with this instrumental ode to a communication satellite. Telstar was the name of the track. It went on to be the first number one hit from a UK act on the American charts. That was before the Beatles came along and blew the door wide open. Hey, see if you can guess who this next one is. You won't know the name of the band, but you'll know two of its members for later forming one of the most reliable hitmakers of the 80s. Listen to the vocals on this. See if you can recognize that voice. You're on X-Ray.
Speak in foreign words, and every day at three they sit and play like children after school. Oh, ain't that cool? And they live to all their lives in Lincoln Park. I took a morning picture of feel the loneliness without you, and I miss you too. Could you come and play in Lincoln Park? Lovely lady, like to walk with me and my white wolf dog, shone of blue eyes, warmth of sunshine. Stir me tonight till tomorrow's day. Of you is a song shadowed because you're not here, and old men still deal in their cards, and I keep wishing you were here. It could be nice if we could live a time by Lincoln Park. It could be nice if we could live a time by Lincoln Park.
We'll be right back. Down. It's bite. It's all mixed up. It's all mixed up. It's all mixed up.
In a glass to Benjamin Orr, bassist and co-lead vocalist of The Cars, who left us on this day 25 years ago. Born Benjamin Orzakowski, he first met Rick Ocasek, born Rick Ocasek. They met in Cleveland way back in the mid-60s, after Ocasek saw Orr performing with his band The Grasshoppers on local television. A few years later, Orr moved to Columbus, Ohio, where he and Ocasek began their musical partnership, performing around Ohio State University. Then, after moving to Boston, they formed the folk trio Milkwood, which released one album in 1972. Orr wrote one of the songs on that album, Linkin Park, which is the one we heard at the top of the block. Could you guess it was him? Or did you say, damn, that voice is so familiar? Looking at the pictures of the band on the album cover, you'd never guess it was either of them. Orr's got a big beard, and Ocasek has a handlebar mustache, a far cry from their iconic new wave looks of a few years later. They would have a few bands in Boston, gradually picking up members and eventually forming The Cars. And from The Cars, we heard a deeper cut from Heartbeat City. Sways in a distinctly 1984 sound. That was Stranger Eyes. And if you hadn't figured out who this block was all about, you probably got it on the next song. Well, two songs, actually. The two that end their first album, both sung by Mr. Orr. Linda Barrett's theme song, if you know what I mean. Moving in Stereo, which slides into All Mixed Up. All right, moving along in stereo, here's the Smiths on X-Ray.
I think you're asking for.
It was on this day in 1969 that Creedence Clearwater Revival started a four-week run at number one on the U.S. album chart with Green River, the group's first U.S. chart topper. We heard the title track, of course. Happy birthday goes out to drummer Jody Stevens, a big star. He was born on this day in 1952 in Memphis, Tennessee. And we heard, oh my God, I forgot which song. Maud Lang, of course. We have a show on X-Ray with that title. I should have remembered. Prior to that, it was on this day in 1986 that Diane Rather, CBS News, was attacked by two well-dressed men who, in an apparent case of mistaken identity, beat him up outside his apartment, repeatedly asking, "Kenneth, what is the frequency?" Well, less than a decade later, this strange, haunting phrase prompted REM to write the song, "What's the Frequency, Kenneth?" No real connection to Rather or the attack other than those words. When REM passed through New York on their tour, they invited Rather to join them on stage for the song. But because Dan Rather truly cannot sing, they nixed that idea. He did, however, join them for soundcheck, which was videotaped and played on the Letterman show, much to Rather's embarrassment. But who knows, maybe this inspired Dan Rather's pivot from trusted network newsman to the nonagenarian rock journalist he is today. All right, and at the top of the sets, we heard the Smiths. It was on this day in 1982 that they made their live debut at the Ritz in Manchester, supporting a band called Blue Rondo a la Turk at a fashion show. They performed three songs that night, one of which we heard at the top there. It was Handsome Devil. Hey, did you know today is National Bookshop Day? Well, it is. Too bad Portland doesn't have any bookstores. All right, got time for a quick check on...
This Day in History.
...1675, Dutch mathematician Christian Huygens patents the pocket watch. 1906, the Chicago Cubs defeat the Pittsburgh Pirates to end their season at 116-36. That's a 763 winning percentage, and it has never been matched.
I love the Cubbies, and I'm glad they knocked off the Padres, but go Dodgers.
1931, cartoonist Chester Gould debuts the comic strip Dick Tracy.
Dick Tracy's trademark gadget was a watch with a phone in it. I just got an Apple Watch and used it as the phone for the first time last week.
The promise of 1931 is here at last. 1957, Leave It to Beaver makes its debut on CBS.
Gee, Mrs. Cleaver, you even look pretty in an apron.
Oh, Eddie Haskell, you obsequious little sociopath. Actually, now that I hear it again, I think that was Larry Mondello, not Eddie Haskell. Let me know on the text line if you know the difference. 971-220-KXRY.
...1994. Financial advisor Keith Moore is charged with stealing $5 million from rock star Sting. And in a current legal battle, Sting might have to pay out at least that much to both of his bandmates for hogging all the profits from Every Breath You Take. Oh, those boys will fight.
Why you can't no. Tell me why. Hey, why.
In a glass to Janis Joplin, who we lost on this day in 1970. That was her with Big Brother and the Holding Company doing Ball and Chain. Prior to that, an outtake from the Pearl Sessions, Get It While You Can. Take five if you're keeping score. And at the top of the block, Cosmic Blues. And that's just going to about wrap it up for this week. I thank you for lending me your ear holes and do hope you'll join me again next week. Please stay tuned for Reverse Couple Skate. Going to leave you with one more. Loretta Lynn left us 3 years ago today. Here she is with Jack White. You're on X-Ray. Radio is yours.